Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I'm definitely glad to be back. I hope everybody who's listening is doing well. You know how it goes. It's another week and we've got another album to review. This time, let's take it to Kenya. And I'm going to be looking at the project titled Spectrum by Kagwe Mungai.
Latest African album review is
loading. Before we dive into the album review, tell you what, I've got 9 very interesting facts about Kagwe Mungai that I bet you haven't heard before. Maybe most of them. Anyway, firstly, Kagwe Mungai produced Nishike, the song that broke Sauti Sol into pop megastardom, so he is a producer of note. Secondly, Kagwe Mungai changed the entire album playlist for Spectrum 4 times. Man, 4 times. Okay. Number 3, he got his ears pierced at the age of 16. I wonder how that went down in Africa with African parents, you know what I mean? Anyway, moving on. He only has 2 names, so no English names. Okay, I didn't know that. Whoa, number 5 is super interesting. Kagwe Mungai cannot wink. This is actually hilarious. Number 6, he thinks he's a great dancer, but actually, he's an amazing dancer. Okay, cool. 7, he used to look like a girl until age 12. Yo, okay. Don't ask me where I got these, but I'm going to be asking further questions. Number 8. Wow, he's got 2 undergraduate degrees. All right. That's pretty dope. He's creatively talented, but he's also book smart. Dope. And number 9, the last one, he's a beast in the kitchen. Ladies, did you hear that? You know what? Never mind. But yeah, those are 9 cool facts about Kagwe Mungai. So, like I said, I am going to be reviewing Kagwe Mungai's album titled Spectrum.
Album review.
First thoughts.
Here's a quick rundown of the album. It was released May 3, 2019 under Taurus Music. It's got 15 tracks in total, which is about 49 minutes of music. And there are 3 collabos on the project. Now, I reckon my first real experience of Kagwe Mungai is on my favorite track from Mimi Mars's EP, where he featured. He's from the 254, Kenya. And you know, I have a long-standing love affair with Kenyan music. So I'm super excited for this review. I was in Kenya last year around April, and it's an amazing country. Nairobi is a beautiful city, and I hope to be back soon.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Good Times is such a dope track to kickstart the Spectrum album. Kagwe Mungai talks about living his best life and he's there for the good times. It sounds selfish, but I get where he was going with this. We all want happiness in life, right? And when the good times come, embrace them, because in true life fashion, they don't always last. The song is very much a genre blend, which ultimately concocts into a new age R&B dancehall, Afro pop kind of hit. At this stage of the album, Kagwe Mungai also chills out and doesn't really flex all his vocal capabilities, which I found quite interesting. I don't know if that was strategic or it just so happened to be. As Spectrum progressed to songs such as Nakulaik featuring Naiboy, the way the song started was 250% Afrobeats. Then the dancehall sound I mentioned earlier started becoming a bit more evident, but still infused with some interestingly Afrocentric sounds. This collab is also one that offers great balance, with Naiboy offering them, you know, like a deeper voice, and Kagwe Mungai sort of mellows it out with his silky vocal skills. And when I look at, I think it's, yeah, second verse, verse two, it takes a line or two in from Jennifer Lopez's If You Had My Love melody, which made it quite memorable and easy to remember, with lyrics like, if you had my love and I gave you all my passwords, the keys to all my hearts, would you ride or what? Which is kind of interesting, because the issue of passwords in relationships, modern day relationships, is, yeah, there's an issue there. But anyway, moving on. Ogopa Mungu is hands down my favorite song on this album. It means fear God and is a gospel-inspired hit of the highest order. First, Kagwe Mungai goes for a classic sound, which comes with a fantastic guitar lead, then goes on to modernize it with an electronic sort of sound. As if that were not enough, he enlisted two choirs, not one, two, to give the song that choral music flavor. So I think one of the choirs is Red Fourth Chorus or something like that. But yeah, I'm not too versed with the two groups, but hey, still, just having two choirs on there, that's quite something. Pressure was one of the most authentically African songs on this album. It's a mid-tempo track with a predominantly live sound. It just sounds live, which deviates from what you'd have heard on Spectrum up to that point. I mean, it's a great collab with Owo Arunga.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. redsau.com.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
I feel like Spectrum is two EPs and one album, to be honest. The great part about the arrangement allowed me to experience the album as such. The latter part of the album was more like a 20-something-year-old music fiend, influenced by the likes of, I guess, Eric Bellinger, Migos, John Bellion, Tory Lanez, maybe a bit of Chris Brown there. While the first half was definitely more Afrobeats inclined, with a sound we expect of modern day Afrobeats musicians, following, you know, the successes of, I guess, Wizkid, Yemi Alade, Sauti Sol, techno, you know, yeah. Then I actually got to thinking, isn't this why the album is called Spectrum? Oh, absolutely mind blown. Mind blown, I'm telling you. I do think the overall master was very detailed. The songs all passed the bar for me, showing that Kagwe has a good team behind his work. I cannot stress the importance of making an album sound like it was recorded in one place by one producer and one engineer. It's an art. It just does not happen by chance, right? So what Kagwe Mungai lacks for me in his vocal prowess is easily made up for in expertly creating a seamless marriage between his delivery and the music. As a musician, it's always good to know your vocal range and work with what's best for it. Kagwe absolutely excels at that. At the same time, Afrobeats has become a lot more accepting of more natural deliveries, without over singing, like what used to be, I guess, the case in the 90s. You really had to be this wow singer with this wow voice. So for me, he actually fits perfectly into modern day music in the way he sings and just the general music that he produces. So maybe Kagwe Mungai is an Afrobeats R&B star somewhat, but then again, why constrain him? He's very good at music and producing, so yeah, he's just a good musician.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com. Album review.
The final thoughts.
So just looking at tracks that I liked that I can pick out from the album. You Know This, which samples one of the greatest musical lines of all time with that, do my ladies run this mother? Hell yeah, you know. Yeah, he's got that in there. Good Times, which I mentioned earlier. You find videos for songs like Bass, which is like, yeah, that's a cool track actually. Till the End featuring Niniola and Ogopa Mungu, and those are on YouTube, so do check those out. Of the three, Bass is sitting at the very top with a neat 1 million views. And the song rocks, though. It's kind of like a party track, somewhat. Actually, on Till the End, I think Kagwe Mungai challenged himself vocally a lot more than any other track on this album. That's just, I'm just mentioning that, Till the End. That's where I think vocally he gave his best performance. From where I stand, Kagwe Mungai is awash with talent. His versatility being of particular note, it's not easy to be an artist who can sort of go from one genre to the next and still sounding natural. What I would like to see is Kagwe Mungai sticking with the more Afrobeat style, which is infused with a hint of dancehall and R&B. For me, that is where he's at his most unique and stands out from the crowd. He's obviously a star in the making, so this album is great. And I'm glad I've listened to this album. This is the first Kagwe Mungai album I've listened to, and it's a good start. So, should you bother with the Spectrum album? Of course you should. It's great to hear 254 music with such a different vibe. And if you love Afro beats and, you know, the occasional trap, this album will have both for you, so you're not at a loss. Get it online. It's available everywhere, really. And, yeah. Kagwe Mungai is on Twitter, and his handle is at Kagwe Mungai, which is K-A-G-W-E-M-U-N-G-A-I, Kagwe Mungai. 254. My name is MJ Wemoto, and this was the African Album Review Podcast. Bye. African Music Industry, and I'll catch you next time. Peace, day and day.
Episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.